Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More with Francisco Fibronio Peña. Active citizens build resilient cities.
Do you think countries are working on their current biggest issues to build a better future? Do they work independently or as a unit? Think about it. Every country has its own identity, given the complexity and uniqueness of the territory, geographical location, weather, natural resources, history and culture. Let's be honest, countries have different priorities and issues. Small islands are increasingly having to abandon their farms and living spaces due to disasters and sea level rise. The Middle East search for peace and stability to their societies. Arid and semi-arid regions explore possibilities to tackle water scarcity. Then there are other hot topics such as migration, food crisis, terrorism, deforestation, and the list goes on. Considering that we live in the same planet, the only way to make the world a better place to live is to work together. As a result, in September 2015, all the United Nations member states agreed to adopt the Sustainable Development Goals, or commonly known as SDGs. The SDGs are a new set of goals that call for action to end poverty, protect the planet, promote prosperity, and ensure peace for all by 2030. The big question is, how disaster risk reduction is involved in the Sustainable Development Goals? Welcome to Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More weekly podcast. My name is Rossella Biagi and I will be your host for today. In today's show, we will talk about the links between disaster risk reduction and the SDGs. Can countries prosper in the long term if cities are not resilient to disasters?
Let me begin with a brief introduction. The 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development are the product of a massive consultation and exercise. The agenda includes 17 Sustainable Development Goals, 169 global targets, and a plan of action that all countries and stakeholders should implement into their policies and priorities. There are 25 targets related to disaster risk reduction, that's about 15%, in 10 of the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. I'm not going to go through them individually because they are quite a lot, but I will try to explain briefly the 10 goals related to DRR and the term resilient.
I got an idea!
Previously, we have explained the meaning of resilient. Resilient is the capacity of a system or society to bounce back in a short period of time after a hazard strikes. The effects of a hazard can be disastrous. So, what happens when victims who have lost everything return to their homes? Picture yourself in this situation. You and your family live in a new urban development. The neighborhood is considered safe because the latest flood dates back to the 1800s. But unexpectedly, a flash flood hits the town and the water enters into your house. The flood is so bad that the water reached over 1 meter and didn't go away after a couple of days because the drainage system collapsed. In a blink of an eye, from having a normal happy life, now you have to deal with the aftermath of the event, including huge economic stresses, a decrease in the property value, find new accommodation, and even emotional and psychological trauma. Or think about the entire families that lost their home after an earthquake. In the best case scenario, the government may install temporary accommodation, provide food supplies, or even give a compensation so they can return to normal life. In any case, life will never be the same for them.
Who is to blame? Mother Nature?
Not necessarily. I mean, sometimes things can go wrong. For example, both disasters can be mitigated or even prevented by improving urban planning policies and building levees near the river to prevent floods, or by enforcing more strict construction codes to build earthquake-proof buildings respectively. Experts believe that climate change is likely to get worse, increasing the magnitude and frequency of extreme weather events. Therefore, it is necessary that nations find the right balance between investment and structural or non-structural measures to protect the population. Going back to your original question, disaster risk reduction is necessary to be at the core of every country development strategy to achieve most of the goals.
The SDGs number one is to end poverty. In which way the term resilience contribute to reaching this goal?
Just to give you an idea, disasters push 24 million people into poverty every year. Every year. The reduction of exposure and vulnerability can improve the quality of life of people from all socioeconomic status, from avoiding bankruptcy to lose the yearly harvest. In fact, SDG number one is closely related to goal number two, end hunger, achieve food security, and promote sustainable agriculture. Farmers are changing agricultural practices in several ways. New technologies like drones, sensors, and improved irrigation systems can be seen more frequently on the fields. Growing season periods are adjusted to prevent crop burning, and even farmers are changing crop varieties to resist new weather conditions.
Ensure healthy lives and promote well-being for all is goal number three. How is resilience related to this goal?
I believe you can answer this question, Rosella.
Me?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm not really ready yet. Maybe next show.
Okay. Well, early warning systems and risk assessments are building blocks of resilience in practical terms. The effective implementation of tsunami, tornado, or hurricane alerts can save the lives and welfare of many citizens and communities. Investments in this sector are needed, but in my opinion, I believe an agreement between national weather services and phone companies is required to spread the message to as many people as possible. I truly believe that's the way to go. Easy, fast, and effective. Governments should not take this option for granted.
Number four is quality education.
Very important for country development. Quality education is a vehicle to end poverty and violence. Try to grow a plant without water. Might be a good seed on fertile soil with the right amount of sunlight, but it will not grow unless you water the plant every single day. Well, it's the same with education. From my little cousin in elementary school that learns about the water cycle and the importance of recycling, to my friend Max doing his postgraduate studies on sustainable development in the Caribbean. Each of us, along the way, we acquire a piece of knowledge to become a resilient society. But this cannot be possible if we don't know the basics of Environment 1 or Pollution 2.
Right, I agree. What about goal number 6, clean water and sanitation?
It's everybody's duty to take care of the water-related ecosystems, including mountains, forests, wetlands, rivers, and lakes. Water is life, and it needs to be preserved for the future generations. A strong shift on sustainable water management practices and conservation is coming in Latin America to face the challenges of water scarcity to achieve this goal.
Very good. Now it's turn of number 9, industry, innovation and infrastructure.
I would like to quote the Indian Home Minister during the international workshop on disaster resilient infrastructure that took place last week in Delhi. The way we build our infrastructure today will either build risk or resilience for the future. Let me say this again. The way we build our infrastructure today will either build risk or resilience for the future. Furthermore, it is interconnected with goal number 11, which is make cities and human settlements inclusive, safe, resilient, and sustainable. Poor urban planning exacerbates the effects of disasters. It's a reflection that cities can improve in this field by not only enforcing better urban planning policies and urbanization, but including mitigation and adaptation strategies to climate change.
Goal number 13 is climate action. Does the Paris Agreement play an important role here?
Absolutely. The Paris Agreement aim is to keep the global temperature rise this century to well below 2 degrees Celsius. The Sendai framework is also a key player on the country's agenda. Even if the United States pull out of the climate deal, all countries are working together to achieve the goal.
And last but not least, life below water and on land, which highlights the importance of conservation and protection of both ecosystems.
True. Each year, countries submit to the UN the report card on the progress of each goal and indicator. We still have a lot to work on, but I believe we are on the right path.
Today you might be surprised that we skip My Voice 120. Well, it's because we have a special surprise for you. Alan Atkinson is a Swedish-American author, speaker, senior advisor on sustainability, and songwriter that came up with the great idea of writing a song about the Sustainable Development Goals.
Let's listen to it.
And it's pointing in one direction. I just know it's right. There are 17 goals to strive for, and the road is long. But maybe this is what we were meant for. We're 7 billion strong. Can this finally be our time? Can these 17 goals all rhyme? We love the SDGs. We love the SDGs. And in poverty and hunger, living healthy lives, education and equality go side by side. Of all the life in the ocean and land, clean energy and water, they go hand in hand. We love the SDGs. We love the SDGs. An economy that gives us what we all really need. Green cities, green products, and a lot less green. We love the SDGs. We love the SDGs. Now we have to come together, live in justice and peace. Turn dream into reality for you and me. The nations have met and spoken, and the words ring true. Where the words turn into action depends on what we do. The talking of transformation, a whole system's view. But whether we can hold the whole planet in our hearts and minds depends on me and you. Like birds who have stretched their wings, take these 17 goals and sing. Living healthy life, education and equality go side by side. We love the SDGs. We love the SDGs. Taking care of all the life in the ocean and land, clean energy and water, they go hand in hand. We love the SDGs. We love the SDGs. An economy that gives us what we all really need. Green cities, green products, and a lot less green.
In today's show, we talk about the importance of resiliency within the SDGs and an excellent mix of knowledge and music. Next week, we'll get a closer look on renewable energies. Don't forget to visit our website, wardoc.unistrapg.it, and our social media platforms in Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as Wardoc or Francisco Febronio Peña. And remember, active citizens build resilient cities. Goodbye.
Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More with Francisco Febronio Peña. Active citizens build resilient cities.